Good morning. Welcome to Money Control's Market Minutes. It's 28th of May, and here are the top things you need to know before you head for today's trading session. After the Nifty snapped two-day winning streak yesterday and closed more than 0.5% lower, the GIFT Nifty today is hinting at another quiet start for the Indian markets. If you look at yesterday's market, Nifty declined 175 points to settle below 24,850 mark. However, bucking the overall market trend, the Nifty Mid-Cap 100 and Small-Cap 100 indices managed to close in the positive territory. If you look at the sectoral indices, IT, FMCG and auto sectors, all of them snapped a two-day gaining streak. On the other hand, defense stocks, that rose for the fifth consecutive session, and we saw that the shares of Garden Reach gained over 3%. In today's trade setup, experts believe that if Nifty manages to defend the support zone of 24,700 in the upcoming session, an upside toward the 25,100 to 25,200 range is possible. Conversely, a decisive fall below 24,700 could drag Nifty down to 24,500 to 24,450 levels. Now let's take a quick look at what the stocks will be in limelight in today's trading session. First up, shares of ITC will be in focus as British American Tobacco is to sell about 2.3% stake of the company to institutional investors via block deal today at 400 rupees per share, which is at 8% discount to the current market price. The size of the deal is 11,600 crore rupees. Second up, shares of Sonata Software will be in focus as the company partnered with Qualtrics to transform customer experience into global brands. Thirdly, shares of LIC will be in focus as it reacts to its Q4 results, where net pay premium income was down about 3.2% on a year-on-year basis, while net profit rose by about 38% on a year-on-year basis. The next stocks which will be in focus, that is your JK Lakshmi Cement, as it also reacts to its Q4 results, with revenue rising by 6.6% on a year-on-year basis, while net profit was up about 17% on a year-on-year basis. And on the operational front, EBITDA was up by 4% on a year-on-year, and margins, however, contracted with about 18.5% in the fourth quarter. The next stock which will be in focus, that is your Bharat Dynamics, as the company reported revenue which doubled on a year-on-year basis. However, the net profit was down about 6% on a year-on-year basis, and EBITDA was up about 4%, and margins saw a contraction in the fourth quarter. Today, we'll also see a new debut at the Dalal Street. Beltrise Industries shares are set to make their debut after the conclusion of its IPO earlier. The IPO was open from May 21 to May 23, and in the unlisted market, the company is commanding a positive GMP. So we'll watch out for this in the trade today. Next up, let's take a look at some of the global cues that will set the tone of the trade today. Overnight, all the three major stock averages in the Wall Street closed higher. We saw that the Dow Jones gained about 700 points, while S&P 500 rose about 2%, and NASDAQ also popped by 2.5%. The same was mirrored in the Asia-Pacific markets this morning, after US President extended the deadline for the 50% tariff on EU imports until July 9. We saw that the Japan's benchmark Nikkei 225 rose by about 1% or so. Australia's S&P 200 rose by 0.2%. And South Korea's Kospi also gained by 0.5% or so. Coming to the commodities market, oil prices fell on increasing expectations. Members of the OPEC or their allies known as will decide to increase their output at a meeting later this week. We saw that the Brent crude futures were up steady above that $64 per barrel. Coming to today's Voice of the Day segment, we have market expert Anshul Shegal joining us, who will share his take on what catalysts and key triggers will shape the market trends going ahead. Do listen in.
Where the tariffs were applied on the country, at what levels? They were at around 25-26%. And gradually it is, you know, that was the sort of the maximalist sort of situation, or the worst case for the country. Now, gradually that that expectation has been tempered down, which means that tariffs are likely to be in favor of the Indian economy. And in fact, we have been speaking in those terms ever since the tariff situation actually came up. We believe that India will be a net beneficiary of the tariff situation. The tariffs are applied globally with the assessment that because of tariffs, business will move back into the country, manufacturing, that is the US, manufacturing will move back to the US, and jobs will move back to the US. And so logically, tariffs were more potent on countries where the trade deficit versus US is highly unfavorable or favorable towards those countries. Now, India has such a small trade with US that it looks unlikely that tariffs will have an adverse impact on India. At the margin, India will be a beneficiary. So this can clearly be a positive trigger for the markets. The Russia-Ukraine war, or also the war in the Middle East, those seem to be in their final stages. If those are out, clearly that will be a positive. If China, US, they reach an agreement and it is better than what people anticipate, that will be a positive. A general trend towards, you know, capex creation globally, also the defense spends going up, which will spur activity on capital creation, that will be a positive for the global markets. So in our judgment, we are in a situation where there are many positives in the offing. Most negatives are in the price. That is a good setup.
With that, we've come to an end of this edition of Money Controls Market Minutes. Do stay tuned to us, and we'll be back with tomorrow with more market insights at the same time.